USA News. I'm John Schaefer. 950 more troops are being sent to the U.S.-Mexico border to help stop a surge of illegal immigration. Most of the troops will be heading to El Paso, Texas by the end of the month. Since the end of Title 42, the public health rule that expedited deportations expired last week, the Border Patrol has been making about 5,000 arrests a day. Defaulting on the nation's debt is just not an option. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is calling on Republicans to take the threat of default off the table.
Never in the history of our country have we failed to pay our bills on time. To default now would mean crossing a terrible point of no return.
Speaking on the Senate floor, Schumer said default would crash the economy and cost more than 8 million jobs. Democrats want the debt ceiling raised with no conditions, but Republicans say they won't raise it without deep budget cuts. A report from Special Counsel John Durham accuses the FBI of a double standard for the way they aggressively handled ties between Russia and the 2016 presidential campaign of Donald Trump, then soft-pedaled similar claims about foreigners seeking influence over Democratic candidate Hillary Clinton. The long-awaited report says the FBI's handling of the Trump-Russia probe was deeply flawed. Three people are dead and several others wounded following an active shooter situation in Farmington, New Mexico, just northwest of Albuquerque. According to police, the gunman is dead and two officers were shot in a gun battle. They're both listed in stable condition. Police also say there are multiple civilian casualties. It's National Police Week, and President Biden wants cops to know he's on their side.
We thank our law enforcement community and recognize the heroism, selflessness, and absolute courage of officers all across America.
In a video posted to Twitter, Biden said defunding the police is not the answer. And consumer debt has hit a record in the first quarter of this year. The New York Federal Reserve says consumer debt is now more than $17 trillion. This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Is he or isn't he running? That was the question for Florida Governor Ron DeSantis today, as his political operation is reportedly moving to Tallahassee.
As the attacks have ramped up, you know, we've had to create some cover for us, not only in our office, but out there. So there's a variety of things that go into that. And, you know, all I will say is I promised we would deliver big. We have. Obviously, we've got a couple more things left on the agenda.
The move, another sign DeSantis is planning a 2024 presidential campaign, because he'll be required to file paperwork with federal election officials within 15 days. An informant that has become a key witness in a House Republican investigation of the Biden family's business practices has gone missing. House Oversight Committee Chair James Comer says they've been unable to reach the FBI informant who alleged corruption by President Biden and his family. Last week, Comer accused the Biden family of receiving tens of millions of dollars from foreign entities, but a report the committee released did not show any money flowing directly to the president. Democratic Congresswoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz of Florida is speaking out about a move to ban two books on the Holocaust in Florida high schools. She says anti-Semitism is on the rise and now's not the time to take the books off the shelves.
At a time when 9 out of 10 Jewish high school students observed or were targeted by anti-Semitism in 2021, and a majority of them said that the solution is having non-Jews learn more about Jewish history and anti-Semitism.
Governor DeSantis says he's trying to stop woke indoctrination in Florida schools. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Omaha Steaks Burger Perfection Flight, made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks, rewrites the book on burgers. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout for an extra $20 off your order, plus free shipping when you order the $79.99 Burger Perfection Flight, a fantastic array of pure ground steak on a bun burger greatness. For $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight, use promo code TREAT at checkout at omahasteaks.com and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.